The Super Delicious Cereal presents...
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today, the Man of Steel feels certain he knows where the $50 million robbery is to take place. We'll get the details in a moment. But right now, let's hear from our good friend, Dan McCullough.
Say, gang, do you know why Mother likes you to play outdoors when the sun is shining? Because the sun makes good old vitamin D for you, helps build strong bones and sturdy teeth. And you know why Mom likes you to eat plenty of Kellogg's Pep in the winter, especially when there's not so much good sunshine? Because a dish of Pep gives you lots of that very same sunshine vitamin D, your daily minimum need, in fact. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep is a doggone sunny, nutritious cereal. Doggone good tasting, too. Full up with sunny, golden toasted flavor. Crisp as can be. Now, of course, another reason that you're glad to eat lots of Pep is because that's how you get those nifty comic buttons all the gang's collecting. Why, these Pep comic buttons are just about the best looking things you ever saw. Real, true-to-life pictures of your favorite comic strip characters done up in bright colors on gleaming white buttons that you're, well, you're mighty proud to sport on your jacket or your dress or cap. So better remind Mom to get you a good supply of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these swell comic buttons. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box top. These are exclusive prizes in packages of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
When Robin, young assistant to the famous Batman, trailed the mysterious bank robber who has been impersonating Superman, he learned that the amazingly powerful burglar and his henchmen had planned a $50 million robbery to take place that very night. But Robin was discovered and pursued before he could overhear any details of the plot. And when Superman and Batman arrived at the hideout, they found it deserted. Carrying his two friends, the Man of Steel streaked back to Metropolis. And as we join them now, they are in the library of the Daily Planet, where for hours they have been searching through back files of the newspaper. Darkness has long since closed down over the city, and the worried frown on Superman's face deepens. Listen.
How far back have you gone, Batman?
I've just finished last July.
Read through every paper?
Everything but the want ads.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Robin?
I'm on June. Looks like the Detroit Tigers are going to win the pennant last year.
This is no time for jokes, sonny boy.
Well, I went all the way back to April and May. Jim Olsen and Lois Lane covered the first 3 months of the year. I'm sure the story I read was in the paper this year.
Can't you remember anything about the story?
No, I can't. Just that it had something to do with $50 million. I wish we could find it. It might tell us where my impersonator plans to strike tonight.
Well, that finishes June.
Maybe you read the story in some other paper.
No, I seem to remember it was in the Planet.
Well, we've covered every issue for this year. You say you're sure it wasn't before that?
No, it couldn't have been.
Oh, look. Let's try it another way.
What?
Where is there $50 million? In one place, I mean.
In the land of my dreams.
Robin.
Sorry, Pappy.
Oh, we tried that before, Batman, and didn't get anywhere. Banks don't carry that much money, and we ruled out Fort Knox. It's too heavily guarded, and besides, gold isn't negotiable now.
You had Henderson tip off Fort Knox anyway, didn't you?
Oh, sure. Oh, we've got to find that story, otherwise we're licked.
I'm afraid we are, chum.
Well, I can't be. Unless that false Superman is captured and exposed... Some people will still believe that I robbed those banks. They'll no longer trust and cooperate with me, and if that happens, I'm finished.
Well, don't say that.
Well, it's true.
Robin, stop that racket.
Oh, sorry again. I can't sit still. You gents realize what time it is?
Oh, it's about 10 o'clock.
It's 5 minutes to 11.
It is.
What?
Uh-huh, and the phony Superman always does his stuff between 11 and 1.
Oh, that's right. What are we going to do, Superman?
I wish I knew.
If you think of anything, let me know. Hey, it's starting to snow.
Would you like to run home and get your sled?
Sure, why not? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I'll Christmas you unless you pipe down.
What?
Nothing. I just told Robin to pipe down. I'm nervous enough without his corny tenor jangling my nerves.
Oh, I resent that.
No. Wait a minute. You said something about Christmas.
Did I? Oh, yes, I
said
that.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter with him?
Search me.
I've got it.
Huh?
What?
The story I was looking for. It's in the magazine section of the Planet's special Christmas edition.
You sure?
Yes.
I didn't see any magazine sections.
Well, they're filed separately on this shelf over here. Now, Christmas issue should be in this pile. Here we are. Wade in. Find the Christmas number.
Come on, Robin.
Let me at him.
These are the February issues.
I've got January.
Now, here are the December ones. December 30th, 23rd.
23rd, that's the one. Let me have it, Robin.
Well, this is the 23rd. Christmas is...
That's the Christmas number. The magazine section only appears on Sundays.
Oh.
Now, let's see. Story on the UNO. Fashions. Team. Ah, here it is.
Where?
Right here. See? A story on the oldest banknote company in the country, the Metropolis Banknote Corporation.
What's a banknote corporation?
It makes paper money for the government.
I thought the Mint did that.
Oh, the Mint makes all the coins, but not all the paper money. Now, let's see. Oh, here we are. Listen to this. Founded during the American Revolution and still situated on its original site on Lower Dock Street, the Metropolis Banknote Corporation will begin printing its final issue of paper money for the United States government on Christmas Day. An issue of, get this, $50 million will be printed at the rate of $1 million per day and will be completed on February 13th.
Wait, that's today.
Right.
Jeepers.
Listen, the money will be stored in the corporation's time-honored vaults until the issue is completed. On the following day, February 14th, it will be removed to the United States Treasury and the Metropolis Banknote Corporation, oldest company of its kind in America, will formally close its doors, its long career of service at an end. Well, there it is.
What are we waiting for?
You took the words right out of my mouth, Pappy.
Come on, this might be the answer.
My hunch says you're right. There's exactly $50 million in the corporation's vaults right now.
And the phony Superman means to bust in and collect it.
Well, if he does, we'll collect him. I'll just raise this window.
What for?
The Superman Express leaves on this track, John.
Oh, fancy me forgetting that. Do you prefer the right arm or the left arm compartment, Batman?
No time for clowning now, Robin. Under this arm with you.
Check.
You under this arm, Batman?
Double check.
All right, hang on. Here we go. Out. Up and away!
Leaping from the Daily Planet library with Batman and Robin in his arms, Superman streaks through the night sky to the wholesale warehouse district on the river, dark and deserted at this late hour. On Lower Dock Street, the Man of Steel swoops low over an ancient dust-grimed tomb-like structure. Its doors and windows heavily barred. Only its first floor showing illumination.
There it is. The Metropolis Banknote Corporation.
Well, everything looks quiet on the outside. What does your X-ray vision say about the inside, Superman?
All quiet there, too. Just a few guards sitting around.
Sitting around?
It'll be a tough job breaking into that old fortress, Robin.
Not for our bank robber friend. He's got superhuman strength.
I wonder if he has.
You wouldn't wonder if you'd tangled with him like Batman and I did.
He's almost as strong as you are, Superman.
I still wonder.
Have you forgotten how he ripped those 6-inch steel doors off their hinges?
I'll have to see him do it before I believe it.
Stubborn cuss, isn't he?
Maybe he'll find out for himself tonight.
That's what I'm hoping. And the sooner the better. All right, we'll drop down and hide in the shadows across the street. Here we go. Down!
What's that?
It's the chime clock in the export company tower. Just 11.
Yeah, we ought to get action pretty soon, then.
Keep your fingers crossed.
There go those chimes again. It's midnight.
Smart boy. He can tell time. Counts up to 12, too.
Good.
I just want to count how many times we can bounce that phony Superman off the floor.
He bounced us the last two times.
They say the third time is the charm. Where is he?
That's what I'd like to know, Robin. That's what I'd like to know.
Well, 1 o'clock. The latest they ever showed up to rob a bank was just a minute or two after one.
I know.
He did most of his jobs before midnight. I hope we didn't guess wrong.
Make that hope for two.
Wait.
What?
There's a car coming. The big fellow's driving it. Two men are in the back seat.
Where?
Is it?
Uh-oh.
What now?
No soap. They turned off into River Street.
Oh,
shucks.
Superman.
Yes?
I'm no crepe hanger, but he's always showed up before this. Maybe we drew the wrong car tonight.
I don't know. I was sure we didn't. But I'm beginning to have a few doubts myself.
You mean while we're hanging around this place, the phony Superman might be making his haul someplace else?
It could be, Robin.
Jeepers.
Well, we won't give up the ship yet. This is our only hope. Come on, you two. Hang on. We're going up to cruise around a bit. All set? Up! Up! And away!
Anxiously, Superman, carrying Batman and Robin, circles over the dark warehouse district, his keen eyes searching for the mysterious bank robber. Have our friends guessed wrong? And is the largest burglary in history occurring at another place? We'll return in a moment to find out. But first, here again is your announcer.
Gang, you know how it is. When you get excited about something, sometimes you get your words all mixed up. Well, the other day, a young pal of mine got so excited when his mother opened a new package of Kellogg's Pep. He said, "Gee, Mom, just what I need in my collection, Jilin Smack." Well, of course he was talking about Smilin' Jack, one of those funny paper characters on the Pep comic buttons all the gang's collecting. Any one of those 18 different buttons is really something to get excited about, because the pictures of your comic strip favorites are straight from the funny papers. Why, Smitty has his familiar big wide grin, and Superman is wearing his famous flying red cape and Superman insignia. I'm telling you, these Pep comic buttons are real humdingers. And you know what the best part is? They're easy as anything to get. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere. All you do is make sure Mom keeps you supplied with plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Inside every package, there's your exclusive prize. That's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
It is now 1:30 in the morning. Superman, with Batman and Robin, is still cruising high in the air above the tomb-like Metropolis Banknote Corporation, in whose underground vaults $50 million is stored. But the mysterious bank robber who masquerades as the Man of Steel has not put in an appearance, and our friends are fast losing their last bit of hope.
Oh, I'm afraid we missed the boat, Superman.
We didn't even get close enough to wave.
I hate to agree, but it... Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
We didn't miss the boat.
Huh? What do you mean?
The false Superman has arrived.
He has?
Where? I don't see him.
He and six other men are in a tunnel under the bank company vaults.
A tunnel?
Yes. It's an old sewer tunnel. Below the underground vaults where the $50 million is stored.
Jeepers.
All right, take a deep breath now. In a moment, we're going to meet my impersonator and find out if he's as strong as you say he is.
Tensely, Batman and Robin wait for Superman to act, to bring them face to face with the mysterious bank robber, who even now is clothed in a blue costume and red cape identical to the Man of Steel's, and who apparently possesses superhuman strength. What will happen when these two meet? Tomorrow brings the smashing climax of our story, fellows and girls, and an amazing surprise. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, and thrill to the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also the copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, get a load of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the famous variety carton of six swell Kellogg cereals in 10 separate packages. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. With Kellogg's Variety on the table, you can choose among Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Pep Corn Flakes, Shredded Wheat, Crumbles, and 40% Bran Flakes. Simply help yourself to your favorite. Each box holds a fresh, crisp, heaping portion. So ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety right away. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.